So, Camille, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any unpopular opinions? Because I have one that I feel people might not like me for.
let me think. I would have to think because, like, okay, here's one. It just randomly popped into my head. Okay, so my unpopular opinion is, fight me if you want. You know how to find me. Twitter. So, I do like the aspect of Full Metal Alchemist. I think it's a great series. I think it's a great show, good movies, etc., etc., etc. But I refuse to watch the remainder of that series. I have my friends tell me what happened. It's because of that one episode, and you all know who are hardcore fans of the show, know what episode I'm talking about. I can't say it. I can't go into detail because Allie hasn't watched it, and I think she wants to watch it, or for anyone else that has spoilers. At some point, I
attempt to watch it. It's like, One Piece.
Don't even say the word if you're not even going to commit to it. Don't say One Piece, the pirates will come after you.
I don't think I'll commit to it, but like at least watch an episode or two.
I say just start from where they are and just read about it. Read on the synopsis to catch you up. Don't start from unless you really want to commit to that life.
No, I'd rather commit to Naruto because I'd rather go back and actually commit to Naruto than One Piece. And I know I'm going to get flack for that, but I grew up with Naruto. I didn't really watch One Piece when it was going.
I watched season 1 and 2 of One Piece and then it disappeared and then it came back and then it was like 500 episodes later and I was like, whoa. So I watch from where it is now and I just watch in and out because like I don't have the time and effort to commit to it. So That's it. And then my friends, they catch me up on verbal communication, like, oh, this is what happened to Luffy. This is what happened to this person, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't really have to go back and watch it. And then my friend was like, if you really do, there's filler episodes, so I can tell you which ones are the fillers so you can skip it or not. But my unpopular opinion is that I will never actually watch past this episode, which I'll just say this. I call it the Chimera episode. Everybody knows what it is. I think it's like between episode 1 and 10, but that episode was the one that shut me down only because like in this world, time and age, when I watched it and even until now, I feel like people will do that with their family members, friends, anybody just to further their career in whatever they're trying to accomplish. In this case, In this case scenario is about creating a chimera. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil it for anybody else. But after that, I was just turned off and I was just like, damn, people in this world really will and have done things like this to close family, friends, colleagues, anybody just to further their self and career in their career to be great. And I'm just like, I'm so turned off. I can't watch anymore. But it's a really good series. I really do recommend it, but I cannot watch it because of that. That part really hurt my heart. And I was just like, I'm so done with this series. But I still know how it ends and how it progresses. My friends told me because I do wanted to know, but I couldn't bring myself to watching it. I know it sounds crazy, but I just couldn't.
Well, my unpopular opinion will probably be, I think, a little bit worse than yours because I think this one has a strong fandom. And it's My Hero Academia is trash. Yeah. It's not like I watched season 1 and 2, so you can't say give it a chance, watch like 10 episodes and it really gets going. No, it's not. It's not for me. I don't care for I know what's the main character's name? It's like Izuku or Midoriya. Midoriya, there we go. He's just to me boring.
The main character's name is Deku.
Is it Deku? No, that was his nickname, right? But his last name's like Midoriya, I think.
I just know that name.
Okay. And then there's like the guy that everyone like hated in the beginning that everyone falls in love now, like the blonde headed guy that's his like rival.
It's friendly.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I don't think it's worth the hype that it gets. I understand its popularity, but I couldn't get into it as much as people were like hyping me up for it. And then I sat there and I watched season 1, then I watched season 2, and then I started season 3 and I just stopped. I literally stopped in the first episode of season 3. I just was like, I can't go no more. Just kind of bored.
Did you watch the movie?
No, because if I can't finish the show, why would I invest in the movie?
Because the movie kind of falls in between season 2 and 3. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I never, I just like, I don't know, I just kind of, like you, I just stopped watching it. And then, and I know now it's like, has like season, it's on like season 4, maybe even 5 at this point. But I just don't, I don't know, I don't get the hype of it. It's like, okay, that's what it is for me. I think it's like an okay show, but I don't get why it got so much hype. Like, it's the next up and coming, I don't know, isn't it?
No, I totally agree with you. Like, I watched season 1 and I was just like, okay, this is just average. But everyone, including my friends, were like, oh, continue, continue, continue. And I'm like, I just don't have the energy to continue. I will try to watch the movie and I will try to pick it back up once I'm bored. Because, like, right now I'm binge watching old school animes. Like, that's all I have the feel for. Like, all I want to watch right now is old school anime. And, like, I'll watch whatever old school anime you put in front of me. But if it comes up to a point that it says something or do something, then I'm just like, yo, I'm done. I will walk away from it. But like,
yeah,
right now I've been binge watching old school anime. I think after I'm done with binge watching all this type of old school anime, I will go back to watching things that are current or present or a little bit older, like 2 years from 2 years past, and watch those, like the popular stuff, like
yeah,
Demon Slayer, Goblin Slayer.
I started Demon Slayer. It's good, but it's just like one of those shows I have to be in the mood for. Yeah. Like, it's not something that I will watch like back to back to back. You know how you can sometimes watch shows like that? Like, once it ends, you go to the next one. For me, it's something where it's like, okay, I've watched an episode, I'll give it a break, go to something else, come back to it. I don't, because it's short, so I don't want to like blur through it and forget half the stuff, but it's good. It's not my, oh, this is the most amazing anime, but for me, but it is a good anime.
Okay, good. Do you have anything else?
That's the only thing I'm like, I don't understand the hype for this show. It's like, why so much hype on it? Like, it's okay, but not else.
Yeah, it's just I feel what? About Full Metal Alchemist. Like, I know it's a good show, but I'm just not so hype about it. Like, people will go OD for it, and I'm just like, eh. And they're like, only if you can get past that one episode. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
You know what show I started super late, though? Was Sword Art Online.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Everyone was into it. I remember in college, everyone was like, oh, and then I had two roommates that were really into it. And I didn't watch it until like last year. And so I think I'm on, I forget what season I'm on. I went past the whole fairy one and the gunslinging one. So
for me,
I don't know. Maybe
I'm not going to watch it. I want to watch it, but there's a lot of variations to it. It's just like the same thing with Fate Stay. I think it's Fate Stay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That whole anime line is just like, can you guys give me an order and like stick with it? Like, it just seems like so much.
Like, it looks so good, but yeah. I want to watch it, but I'm so confused. I'm just like, why is, like, every time I see it, I see a new one that pops up and I'm like,
okay, a different person?
What is happening? Is this a different universe? And I'm just like, you know, I'm just not even going to. I'm gonna find one of my friends who have dedicated their time and effort to watching it and just ask them to explain everything and just let me walk away from it.
Yeah, when you get in contact with them, ask them for the order so I can know, because I didn't know it was like that much in depth of a series that I watched. I remember I watched one of the like Fate Zero something, and I watched that one, and then I remember like watching another one, and it was like, wait, these are completely different people. Like, I don't understand what happened. Like, is this the same show?
I think you have to watch you have to read the info or read the synopsis, and then it'll tell you which order it is. Because I know one of them coalesces. Oh my god, I can't speak. One of them continues from the other one with certain characters or with certain entities, but you have to read it. But I just feel like every time I turn around, I lose the order and I'm just like, I give up. I'm just going to find someone who watched it and ask them to tell me what happened.
Can you give me the notes on this anime, please? Thank you. Well, those are some of the things that it's just like, if you have the time, go ahead and watch. But if you don't, it's kind of like, move on.
Exactly. And we also talk about unpopular opinions, which we will actually come up with another topic for this where we make it a little bit longer, where we will take some of your information from Twitter and we'll also add it into the conversation as well of your unpopular opinions about different, it can be a TV show, it could be a movie or an anime or anything that you feel like is not as good as people hype it up to be, or could be really good, but nobody even pays attention to it. So just leave everything on Twitter. You know how to find us.
And we also have Instagram as well and Facebook. So please check out those two social media. It's same thing as here, HEAR underscore our, the number 2 cents. So you can check us out on either of those platforms.
Until next time, everyone, take care, be blessed, stay safe and healthy. Peace.